that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday, August 15th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out my Facebook, it's Bradley, double E, on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. I'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. At 3:30 today, Central Standard Time Zone, we are going to have Sheriff Mack with us today. Jake will be doing that interview, so hang in, 3:20.
2:30.
I'm sorry. 2:30. Are we on the East Coast or the West Coast? Well, 3:30 in Maine. This is why she is the VP. You just got. I'm gonna bump up your
nice
salary.
Job,
good job. You got to say that on the radio though, so everybody hears you. It's 2:30 Central Standard Time Zone. We are gonna have Sheriff Mack. 2:30.
2:30.
Okay. Cool. Aside of that, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I can't steal this whole story because I know you're going to cover it here in a second. But if you go to, this is our story page on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's the SOL media button. You can also find all these posted on Facebook at the Sons of Liberty. There is a good judge in these United States, in Pennsylvania,
yes,
who actually upheld the voter ID law. It's common sense, but he did it.
That's right. Just challenge common sense, though.
That's right.
Yes.
This is what he said, and I just want to read this quote, and I promise I'll be done. Since Simpson is his name, said, this is not Bart Simpson, the underachiever.
No.
This is a good Simpson.
This is right.
He said, it did an excellent job of putting a face to those burdened by the voter ID requirements. This is those like the NAACP or the League
right.
of Women Voters.
Yeah, they don't want to target unfairly the minorities and the college students
yeah.
and the poor and the elderly.
No.
Always, I'm surprised they didn't put the little babies in there,
the
too.
The children, that's right. Yeah, they can't vote!
Someone probably corrected that.
Right. They probably
yeah.
did. That went through editing and they said,
yes.
no, we don't.
Yeah, that one's not going to work.
He said at the end of the day, however, I do not have the luxury of deciding this issue based on my sympathy.
Thank you.
For the witness of my esteem for counsel, Simpson
yes.
said.
Yes.
Rather, I must analyze the law as it was given to him yes. by the Congress.
That's his job.
By the legislature.
Yes.
And apply it to evidence.
Oh.
Of facial unconstitutionality
yes.
brought forth in the courtroom,
wow.
tested by our adversarial system.
Sounds like a judge living by conscience.
Yeah, sounds like yeah. a real judge, right?
Your conscience, friends, means with knowledge. It sounds like he's living free of violating his conscience in
That's
any
right.
sense of the word.
And the law.
Pennsylvania Republican Governor Tom Corbett signed into law in March after every Democratic lawmaker in the state voted against it. Folks, Democratic, criminal, same difference. Opponents had asked the judge, listen to this carefully, opponents had asked the judge to delay it from going in effect until after the general election in the New York Times.
Okay. That can't
no, no, no,
be
no.
what it's about.
No, no, no. Here, this is what we want. It's like the criminal going up to the cop saying, don't enforce the law until after December time.
That's right.
Please, let me break it right
yes.
in front of you, but don't worry about it. Just enforce the law later on.
Yeah. Start like January 1st.
Yeah, let us break the law first, they say, and then go ahead and enforce it.
That's right.
Folks, I don't know what to say. I really don't. I really am running out of steam
mm-hmm.
as to expressing as to what's going on in our country. Everything that you're seeing across the boards, friends, from this administration, is wicked men breaking the law, assaulting the Constitution, and the American people along with it. And for some reason, America is under the delusion that they can do this because they're in power.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
there's
they had the right that. Or had the power to break the law, Jake.
And it shows you then they're a criminal if you want to break the law. Here's a judge that's not. And this kind of foreshadows our next guest that we're going to have on today in the show, Sheriff Mack, doing the same thing as a sheriff. Listen, unconstitutional means criminal. Unlawful means criminal. These judges are merely – I get excited
but
when
I'm
judges
talking
do the right thing.
No, but let me just go back just for a minute. I always update all my stuff just on Facebook
yep.
15 minutes ago. These are adults posting – I mean, taking shots at Obama like it hurts Obama. Obama's – everybody's laughing at Obama, yet he's the one that's in power. But for some reason, the American people, again, are under the delusion that he can do what he does until November. These are all adults saying, oh, wait until November, wait until November. Wait a second. He doesn't have until tomorrow to continuously break the laws. And the only reason he does that is because the American people let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody
to his oath.
Well, here's everybody in America. Well, we're looking for leadership. Then be the leader. It doesn't take a whole mess of us, friends, to win the day. It really doesn't. It's ridiculous.
You know what it takes? It takes putting down that remote control on your new HD TV.
It really does. It really does.
It takes maybe not bringing the boat out of storage this year because yeah. our country's in peril.
Yeah, don't think about the babies that are being aborted $3,700 a day, but make sure you get a plastic covering on your boat
yep.
this fall.
Yep.
That's
and
how sick
season,
this is,
your season tickets, it might mean no more season tickets.
I, dang it.
Sacrifice.
Over that pig ball.
Yes.
Maybe it's pig jokes today rather than cows.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back, hit a couple points. We're going to start off on the Communist Manifesto and the goal since 1958, and then Sheriff Mack at 2:30 Central Standard Time Zone. And up until then, we're just going to keep popping them off until we get to the interview with Mr. Mack. Be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Dr. Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about Obama's administration and the American people acting like this is some game. And I was talking about right before the break how people think that when the Democrats are in power that they have the right to break the law until the next election cycle.
Until we get the Republicans.
Or the Republicans. Yeah, same difference, folks. Same difference. But the reason that we're in this predicament in the first place is because people don't take time or the time to read the Constitution to know that the man is blatantly assaulting you on a daily basis. Folks, he is assaulting you on a daily basis. You need to understand that you are being assaulted on a daily basis from this administration. And he does not have the lawful right to do that in any sense of the word. So in other words, he is breaking the law on a daily basis, and he's only encouraged to do it because the American people stand back and just call him names on Facebook. How ridiculous.
That's got to hurt. You know, we're a day after primaries today, and we just brought up this judge who stood and said, yes, voter ID, this is what the statute says, and I'm only a judge. I can't overturn that. This is like this analogy that you brought up before, while they sit on Facebook and they fire their paintballs. What if we went to war with paintball guns? And we start to shoot, you know, whatever, terrorist groups, whatever you want to say that we're going to war for. And we got our paintball guns and we're just spraying them. And they start shooting real bullets.
Yeah, they are.
It's already too late because by then, all I came to the war with was a paintball gun.
Yeah, well, dude, just recently, listen to this, America, friends. The union boss was just telling the American people recently, threatening you, the American people, that don't agree with this administration. We have 400,000 union workers on standby.
Look at that.
What are you talking about, Mr. Union Man? What are you talking about, Boss Hog? Because he is a stinking fat hog.
Yep.
Yeah, we're on the pigs today, aren't we, friends?
That's right. It's pig day. Pig
no,
day.
He did. Yeah. Or what about the Black Panthers?
Yep, Black Panthers. So I'm just wondering, those 400 strong union, how did that work out with Scott Walker? I'm just trying to remember.
But it's not the point, Jake. That's not my point. My objective is the American people need to understand that he's not shooting paintballs.
Yeah.
He's using real bullets, and he means to do that.
That's right.
And that's what the American people don't think.
Yep.
They're not taking this threat serious.
That's right. And to prove the point, they beat him once. So we beat him in Wisconsin. Have they stopped?
No.
Have they gotten less aggressive they got beat?
No, because they're becoming more desperate by day is what's happening here.
And so then you get the Black Panthers, who on their little show that they have, saying this, quote, "We are under siege in Tampa." That's where the RNC convention is.
Oh.
"Because of the Republican National Convention, The Republicans hate black people. I'm sorry, down in Florida, there's a guy named Alan West, just got 75%.
Yeah, don't give me the race card. Not going there, dude.
You better believe I'm going to put my GD boot on their mother effing necks.
Yeah, sure. And by the way, for all you Black Panthers out there, you need to understand that Obama's using you just like he's using anybody else, only to bring about revolution to implement a new power.
That's right.
I hope you understand that. Or what about Mr. Biden just the other day saying, you know what, to all the black people at the Democratic convention that was going on down south, and he said, you know what, the Republicans mean to put chains back on you. Oh, and by the way, when you listen to the response of the crowd, that didn't go over very well. That didn't go over very well at all. They are talking down on the black communities is what they're doing. They are playing on their stupidity is what they're doing. Taking for granted that they are stupid people. You wouldn't say that to an educated people. Let's go back to Alan West. Alan West, do you think if he was in that room and Biden said to him he means to put change back on you, West would have probably stood up, walked over to him, and cold cocked him, dude.
That's right. He's a veteran, and he knows the rights that he's fighting for.
It's ridiculous. And it shows you the difference. Well, I mean, then again, we're in a country where the American people have tolerated the federal government to teach their children through international baccalaureate and No Child Left Behind, equalizing the playing field. And then when they graduate, 700,000 students can't even read their diplomas. And I'm not being smart. These are the facts. Maybe you need to take the time and read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, friends, and pull your kid out of public school. Because had the American people, which 86% of those that have their kids in public schools, they're conservatives, complaining about the 1.7% that are usurping the authority of 303 million people.
But they're on Facebook.
It's so bad. It's shameful conduct. Yeah. It really is. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. But they're on Facebook.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, as long as they're on Facebook and everybody's ganging up on big, bad Obama.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure they're getting the job done that way.
They got the boogeyman pinned.
Yeah.
They're take him out this election.
A media blackout baffles Arpaio posse. Detective Mitchell Zullo is surprised to say that, at the least, he said, he is the chief investigator for Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case posse looking into the authenticity of President Barack Hussein Obama's long-form birth certificate. This is important, America. At a recent press conference, he presented his evidence, which he says points to forgery. He expected the media to follow up with questions about the evidence. What he got was unabashed hostility. That's right. Unabashed hostility. Because these people are becoming desperate. Do these people realize the prostitutes in the media that work for him, their pimp? Do you think they realize that pimp plans on taking them out as well in power? Because if anybody ever takes the time to look at history, when the communists use a people, they get rid of the people that they use to implement their order.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And just forget about Obama's new slogan. Just forget about Forward, which is a communist slogan. Now, he's blatantly putting that back up on the walls. If you can throw that quote up on the wall anytime, that would be wonderful. I go on. Yeah, that's how the communists work. They brainwash the masses, and when the masses are ready to be taken over, it's very little effort to overturn the government and send the country down, said they. What say you? This is nuts.
Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is read a history book, and then you can get informed, but you can't.
Well, that's all you have to do is read the Bible and the Constitution. That's enough for anybody.
Yeah.
That will empower you to no end. And by the way, the Bible and the Constitution is what literally scares the hell out of these people.
Yep.
Because that's your steel, friends. Let me finish this point. I really didn't expect them to come out of the gate attacking us as they did, Mr. Zullo said, the investigator for Mr. Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Nearly a month has passed since July 17th press conference where Mr. Zullo presented evidence which he says proves that Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's long-form birth certificate is a fraud. Oh, do you think? This is the guy that was in the White House, America, that was celebrating Ramadan, attacking Michelle Bachmann, and protecting his Muslim infiltrator, who happens to be friends with Mrs. Clinton.
Pretty close.
Hello, hello, hello. Attacking and playing the victim, attacking and playing the victim, attacking and playing the victim. He said they didn't pick up on anything, the media didn't. They just don't know what to know about this, he said. We presented the most compelling stuff that we know we can prove. That's the other side of it. We can prove this. This isn't speculation anymore. Where was the media, friends? Where was NBC? Where was CNN? Besides reading blog spheres.
Right.
Debating governors who know the Constitution. Where are they at? Where's ABC at, friends? Where are they at? See, these are the people that you're putting your trust into. Because you still think they're playing with you. Just again, as I always say, forget about hundreds of thousands of men and women that died on the battlefield to ratify the Constitution that you don't even know, friends. That's why these people do what they do. Because they're in their offices desecrating the memories of your family members that gave them the opportunity to be in that office in the first place. Sorry to tell you like it is, but you know what? The facts are the facts, and facts are stubborn things. It's time to wake up. Let's put it this way. Either you bring the law down on the criminals, or sooner or later they're going to criminalize you.
They'll bring the crime down on you. Yep.
They're already trying to do it. You need to understand they are already trying to do it. What were you just saying about the DHS, Jake? You got 2 minutes before the break.
That's right. Miss Napolitano and her gang that she's purposely brought up there.
Isn't speculation, but it's quite clear that she's a lesbian.
Yeah,
forget about that part, though, friends.
Well, we do know that
who else would act like this?
Yeah, we do know that she definitely favors women over men, and that sexual harassment of women against men seems to be okay in the DHS.
Sure.
Which is why the lawsuit Mr. Hayes is bringing against her. And right now, just recently, I mean, it's turning into these people that are coming out with their complaints of the lewd conduct inside the agency. It's turning into being semi-pornography inside of this very agency.
Stuff we can't even say on the radio.
Exactly. And yeah. I don't even want to repeat it.
That's
so
right.
Sick. But that's what is at the head of the DHS. First of all, the unconstitutional DHS. It can't be good even if it is a good idea. It's unconstitutional. And then next you have the woman
who oversees
who
the DHS.
This.
Is this this Eric Holder guy that just put the guns into hands of drug dealers that killed some people over here?
Yep.
Yeah.
No
okay.
Standing armies.
Yeah,
so
this is the guy that wouldn't
DHS.
Deliver up the papers. Basically exposing his crimes because he knows it.
And his boss, you know, put the executive order out that said you can't expose
him. But you know what? As long as we're on Facebook.
That's true.
Not being facetious, folks. It's time to wake up,
yeah?
It's time to put the stinking remote control down and get involved as to what's going on in your country.
That's exactly what our next guest is
doing. And there's nothing funny about it. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Coming right back with Sheriff Mack.
Sheriff Mack.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Sheriff Mack will push back 15 minutes. And kind of a mix-up going on right now. Alexander Hamilton said the interpretation of the laws is the proper and peculiar province of the courts. Whenever a particular statute contravenes the Constitution, it will be the duty of the judicial tribunals to adhere to the latter and disregard the former. Amen. I like that. Let's talk about the communist goals of 1958. Some of these things are going to blow you away. Communist goals, folks, you tell me if this is what you're seeing happen today in your country. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Communist goal. That's happened.
You know, and that's in China right now, and I just talked to the kids about this. You have the opportunity to vote in China.
Yeah.
You get one of two choices. You get to vote for Communist A or Communist B. Because they've taken over all the parties. But you get to vote.
That's right.
You get to vote.
It's so bad. Yep. Listen to what JFK said. He said, communism has never come to power in a country that was not disrupted by war or corruption or both.
Yep.
You're seeing the corruption. What's behind corruption then? Mm-hmm. War.
Yep.
Ah. Grover Cleveland, he was a preacher, president of the United States. Communism is a hateful thing and a menace to peace and organized government. That's right. Well, so what you do is you just attack your government through the government. That's what you're seeing happen. Next point. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Communist goals, friends. Get control of the schools. Communist goals. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Oh, NEA. Oh.
Happening.
Put the party line in the textbooks. Yeah. Yeah, you're already seeing that. Gain control of all student newspapers. Huh. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. In other words, use the law against the law.
I was just thinking about this assembly that we did.
Look
at
for
a college
political
recently.
Battering rams such as the homosexual agenda or even Sharia law per se.
Yep.
Yeah, just so we can have our way at end's length.
So when you're being exposed, I mean, it just reminds me of St. Cloud recently we did a college assembly, and
yeah.
A professor got a student group together, gave them extra credit, to protest against what the law already states. And the speaker who came to the college to present that law, which would have been us.
Isn't it interesting that the American government today, that the American people have tolerated, wants to they want to yield themselves to communist Russia as the model government for the world through the UN. Did everybody know this? I hope so.
That's a secret.
Mao Zedong, did you know that this man that is responsible for starving millions and millions and millions and millions of millions of people is praised in China today? Mao Zedong is? He said communism is not love. Communism is a hammer which we use to crush the enemy. That's what my God tells me, too.
Mm-hmm.
We just see who wins at the end of the day, right? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yeah. Interesting. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. Infiltrate the press.
That doesn't happen in America.
No way.
Where'd you get this from?
Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. Here's another one. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. You think? Yeah, Clooney?
No.
Clooney the clown?
Raised $15 million
for that Joker in the White House there?
Doing White House stints?
Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech. Break down culture standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. Communist Manifesto, friends, from 1958. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Oh, ACLU. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state, which, by the way, is un-American, but it is found in the Constitution of the USSR, Article 52.
Hey, and we're talking about communism.
I know, and you know who backs up that line between church and state more than anybody, Jake? The professed church in America.
Yeah.
Because they're scared to death to have to fight for the next generation. Wow.
They like to read their Bibles, not act.
Support any social movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, and mental health clinics.
Oh.
Listen carefully, friends. Like, find something wrong with your kids in a public school and put them on
antidepressants,
Prozac, Ritalin. Well, the pharmaceutical companies make hundreds of millions of dollars a day off your ignorance.
Then you can just have zombies.
I mean, instead of spanking your child because you love them, you know, let's just hate them, because Scripture says that he who withholds the rod hates his son. No, if we chastise them, the state might come in and say, you're beating them. Who does the state work for?
Whose kids are they?
Yeah, who do they work for? See, that's what they're hoping people are just too stupid to figure out.
Yeah.
I can go on and 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 on. Socialized programs give power. Take power away from the police and give it to social programs, human rights commissions. They're doing this in Canada. They used gay marriage to implement that. Then they went after the church and they went after the family. And if you don't agree with what the law says over there, which is policy, then what you have to do is you're subject to fines or imprisonment from human rights commission groups over there in Canada if you don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle. But that will never happen here. No, folks. Never. I have 50.
That's on some other distant continent.
50 some attacks here, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but just to let you know that we're not playing games, and it's time to stand up for our country.
And when you stand, you succeed and you win, just like our founding fathers did. You follow their example.
Communism is the death of the soul. It is the organization of total conformity and short of tyranny, and it is committed to making tyranny universal. That's right. United Nations. Huh? Who's attacking you more than the United Nations, folks? Is someone going to answer me there or what?
I was just thinking, it seems to be our own government agencies using the United Nations to attack itself.
Is that communism?
But you just said before, the government overtakes the government.
Oh, I can just hear some out there saying, you guys are just so far out there, Bradley, as he's sitting on his boat.
Right.
Fishing.
That'll never happen.
Oh,
here.
You know, I can't hear. I can't listen to this, man. These crappies are too important.
I can't get involved. That's right, the crappies.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know,
spend $40,000 to $50,000 to get that nice boat, get that brand new truck on credit.
Get that new jig.
Get out there in the lake thing. And show your wife that you got
That's
it going
right.
on.
That's right. Yeah. In a cooler.
Yeah, and you grab that little perchy, you know, a little sunny fish.
Maybe you get a perch.
Yeah.
And you get a big northern.
Or maybe perhaps a big crappie.
You might get
a bullhead or a carp.
Yep.
You know, and you can take it home and show your
That's
wife
right.
your winnings. And you show your kids how much you care about the country.
You can clean it and eat it.
Totally. Well, even carps, yeah.
Yeah. Smoke those.
And, yeah, yeah. That's true. And by the way, you can go down to the river in Minneapolis here and you can find people that will catch carp.
Yeah.
And just moments later, they will be chopping them carp up, eating them carp. Foreigners. Nasty.
That is nasty.
They're ground feeders, friends. Yeah. Sounds like kind of what some of the bloggers in Minneapolis, doesn't
it? Does.
Ground feeders.
Do you think anybody chops them up and eats them?
I don't think so.
I think they digest what they write.
I don't think people eat junk food like that.
Yeah.
I mean... You know?
I don't eat junk food.
Yeah. I don't think people want that junk food. But,
nope.
But anyways, I mean, that's where we're at today. There is a human rights campaign in the United States which aims to promote LGBT equality. So just to show you what's going on in America behind closed doors.
But that'll never get big. I know I said before it'll never happen, and maybe it's happening a little bit.
Well, remember during the foundation of the country, it was less than 3% of the population that God used to establish the freedoms that we have now, 235 years later. Now it's less than 3% of the population, 1.7%, by the way. Less than 3% of the population today is being used to curse the 97% of the American people. I don't know why. Because they're busy.
That's right.
They're shopping, they're watching TV, or they're fishing.
That sounds like entertainment to me.
Does it?
That's the quickest way to keep somebody.
Well, tain derived from entertaining is to stop from entering in. So as long as you're entertained, guess what? Caesar said, I'm controlling you.
Yeah. Just imagine, Caesar only had one big gladiatorial arena. I wonder how many we have across this country. Multiple arenas.
Well, I mean, that's all but the only thing we have to do is just really sit down and just remember the atheist that was talking to Chase a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what, when the time comes, I'm going to be there to watch the lions.
Oh, yeah, when Christians get thrown to lions.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that was 2,000 years ago. Isn't it interesting that history repeats itself?
It will.
Oh, Bradley, how can you tell me what happened 2,000 years ago? Because he answers my prayers, number one. But isn't it interesting when it works for them, then they want to say, well, we want to use lions to eat the Christians. Well, that kind of stuff was going on 2,000 years ago. And all of a sudden, it's cute for you to use the phrase because you think it works for you and your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's cool.
It shows the true colors.
Really?
And it shows, like we said at the beginning of this segment, or the one before, this is a war.
It really is.
This is a straight-up war.
It's not a game. And you almost, like I've said before as well, friends, you almost get to the point where you're so facetious about it because the American people, at large, it's very disheartening to see when you're out there trying to raise support for what you do as you win the day. I don't know how many victories one has to have under their belt for the American people to get behind them, but no, they're out there spending millions of dollars on their little political buddies.
Yep.
Because that's where their heart's at. They want the golden calf.
That's right.
They hate Moses.
Hey, the children
we don't want to hear thou shalt not. We want to hear, hey, this is the direction. These be our gods.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we created them.
And
right?
How far did that get?
We can tell them where
how far did that get Aaron and the children of Israel?
Got about as far as the earthquake that gobbled them up and the swords that took them out.
You're talking about Korah, Dathan, and Abram. Yeah. That's which is factual.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is people always talk about what happened millions of years ago, but weather people, meteorologists can't even tell you what the weather's going to be today from yesterday.
Yeah.
Wrong 90% of the time.
Like
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're coming back with Mr. Sheriff Mack. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is, we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares. That sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks, and in light of our next guest, I want to read a quote from Mr. James Madison. You can find this on Twitter. Folks, we have a Sons of Liberty Twitter feed as well. You can follow that, or you can follow Bradley at BradleyDean1 on Twitter. An elective despotism is not the government we fought for.
Well, I get to vote.
Yes, you do. But don't stop there. If your government becomes despotic, it doesn't matter if you vote for them or not. And that is the point here. The local sheriff has a huge jurisdiction and a huge duty to protect the rights of the people. We have with us today Mr. Sheriff Mack, who led a Supreme Court victory for state sovereignty, which is exactly what we're talking about, against a tyrannical set of rules coming from the federal government. He's the author of several books on freedom and government. I read his latest book, or one of his latest books, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. He's a Tea Party activist, an Oath Keepers member, and a trainer in constitutional issues for law enforcement. Sheriff Mack, welcome to the show, the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. I apologize for being a little late.
Well, we're glad that you are a son of liberty, frankly, and that's who we align ourselves with the guests that we brought on. And in light of what's going on right now and how you're pounding the drum to support the CSPOA, which we're going to talk about, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association, I watched you crush Mr. Chris Matthews on Hardball, especially when you took it to the local level, the 10th Amendment. Can you kind of brief, have you been invited back on Mr. Matthews' program since then?
Actually, one other time he did ask me to come back. He, for some reason, after that show, he just laid compliment after compliment on me. He said I did great. He said the greatest compliment that I've ever received from a liberal commentator. He said, Sheriff Mack, you are a very honest man.
Good for you.
So I guess I got to him somewhere. I don't know if it was because I crushed him or because I didn't back down on my beliefs, but I really like the title of your show, The Sons of Liberty. We should all be sons and daughters of liberty, and especially our politicians. But as you mentioned, the forecast or prediction from James Madison has all come true, and as a matter of fact, most of the things that the Founding Fathers warned us about, we're all embracing and doing now as a matter of routine. This country was actually founded and devised to prevent us from being another ridiculous communistic dictatorship or democracy. This was supposed to be a constitutional republic where the people remain in charge. And you're right. It takes a lot more than voting to do that. And now the CSPOA has come up with the solution to take all of this back.
Now
take the Constitution back, all of it.
The CSPOA, and I want you to kind of open this up a little bit. But first of all, I want to make the comment. I believe where you won Chris Matthews, not that that was your agenda. Your agenda is to win liberty to the people. But I think we win those that come against us. And Bradley does this as well. He has no agenda politically. He stays true to principles. So many Republicans stay true to Republican platform, and that's it, and their agenda. They're not in it for truth. They're in it for their party. And the left does the same thing. So when you come up to somebody like Chris Matthews, who I believe is obviously politically motivated from the left side, not about truth, and he engages a rock or a stone wall like yourself, all of a sudden he sees, man, I can't bend this guy anywhere because he's not in it for either side. He's in it for what truth is, and that's important.
Well, it is, and it's kind of coincidental. His show is called Hardball.
Yeah.
Well, I've played baseball since I was 3 years old, and I can hit a curve, and I can hit a fastball, and I can give him right back. And maybe he was surprised about that. I don't know. But I'd be happy to be on his show again. When he invited me back, I wasn't able to be on. He actually wanted me on regarding a Second Amendment issue. And I'd be happy to be on him. On his show, on anybody else's show, I don't care if they're liberal, conservative, or anything in between. I just want to get this message out that we're taking our country back, and it's time that we, the people, in a very peaceful manner, I might add, we still have a peaceful solution at our disposal, and that's what we're proposing at the CSPOA, that we, the people, stand with our local sheriffs, county commissioners, and other local officials to increase the rapidity in which we take our Constitution back within our own county. We take America back, county by county, sheriff by sheriff, and state by state.
You have a convention on this. I want you to explain two things. Number one, I know the easy website to remember is sheriffmac.com. But
yes.
CSPOA, is it CSPOA.com?
.org.
.org, excuse me, because it is a nonprofit and they do accept donations, folks. What is a constitutional sheriff, first? And secondly, you're bringing this message of what a constitutional sheriff is across the country through the CSPOA.org. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true, and we are. And a constitutional sheriff is so simple that it's almost redundant, because a constitutional sheriff is simply this. It's a sheriff who takes his oath of office seriously to uphold and defend the United States Constitution.
Many people don't know that sheriffs take that oath. I honestly did not know until probably about 5-6 years ago. What, a sheriff takes an oath for the Constitution? I thought he's just a cop.
Yeah, all cops swear the same oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. That's what it first hit me. I was a cop in 1983, and I decided that I was going to quit my job if I was going to be such a hypocrite that I wasn't going to keep my oath.
Yep.
And I started studying what that is. And quite frankly, every cop and every sheriff, every public official has a sworn duty to uphold and defend the Constitution. And there is no way that you can do that if you don't know and understand and study the Constitution. You cannot uphold and defend something you've never read.
That's a good point. And, you know, your book makes a great point of that. It's called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. This is Sheriff Mack with us on the Sons of Liberty. That book, I thought, was for a layperson. He can listen to it through and realize, hey, hold on a second. There's checks and balances all the way down to this local level called the county sheriff. And he can protect us even from federal legislation, which is exactly what you did when you led the Supreme Court victory for state sovereignty. Now, this convention that you have coming up, the CSPOA, who are some of the speakers that are going to be at it? If I understand it right, it's going to be down in Arizona. Is that correct?
No, it's in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. I get the two mixed. I apologize.
Yeah, they're really close. They're really close to each other.
And I've never been to either. But down in Las Vegas in this convention.
Well, let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you. I want to invite you to the convention. We're inviting the public, And if you want to do a radio show from there, it'll be the most historic time of your life. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is our keynote speaker that night. Sheriff Billy McGee from Mississippi is coming. He is the only current sheriff who joined our lawsuit against the Clinton administration, as you mentioned, when I sued the federal government. Sheriff Billy McGee from Mississippi was sheriff number 7 in that lawsuit. 7 sheriffs out of 3,100, 7 sued the federal government, took a case all the way to the Supreme Court, and beat the federal government's butt back. The Clinton administration lost. We beat them. And this sheriff has a great story to tell as to why he joined me in this lawsuit. And we have state representative from Utah, Ken Ivory, who has proposed legislation in Utah that Utah take their land back away from the federal government. Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado, New Mexico, and many other states in the West need to do the same thing. It's not their land. It's our land. And indeed, my case said that the states are sovereign. If we're sovereign, we ought to run and control our own land and resources. So all of this with the CSPOA is simply this, that these sheriffs, and working in conjunction with the people, will interpose themselves on behalf of the citizens to make sure that their rights are protected and that they will not allow anybody in government or any place else to victimize the citizens and destroy their property and their right to the pursuit of happiness.
Amen.
We have got to have interposers doing that, and our sheriffs are the ones that will get it done.
Amen, folks. You heard it there. That's Sheriff Mack. There's no guile in this man. He stands for what he believes in. You can find him at CSPOA.org. We're encouraging you to go to this convention in Las Vegas. If you can't come, send somebody. It's open to the public. He's named some of the players that are going to be there. These are men that don't talk the talk. They talk the talk, but they walk the walk and back it up. Again, that's CSPOA.org. Sheriff Mack, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
As the tale goes, recently a young American Marine recruit was attending some of the local College U courses as he awaited his new assignment. He had previously completed several back-to-back missions in both Iraq and also in Afghanistan. One of his courses that he was taking was being taught by a professor that was known to be a strict atheist, as well as a supporter of the American Civil Liberties Union. During one of his classes, the professor decided to shock his class when he first arrived. He glanced up towards the ceiling and sternly commanded, "If there really is a God, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I'll even give you precisely 15 minutes in which to do so." Silence fell around the entire lecture room. There was no whispering or talking of any sort. And the clock on the wall showed 10 minutes had elapsed. And once again, the professor stood up and proclaimed, "I'm still waiting for God." Finally, it got to the last minute of the challenge. And all of a sudden, the young Marine rose up from his chair. He got out of his seat, approached the professor, and proceeded to cold cock him right in front of the entire class, causing him to fall on the platform. The Marine then returned to his seat, folded his hands on his desk, and waited silently with other students. Naturally, the remaining students were stunned and shocked over such behavior. Eventually, the professor came and looked at the Marine in an inquisitive manner, asking, "What's wrong with you? Why did you hit me?" he asked. The Marine calmly responded, "God was busy today protecting many American soldiers who are fighting to protect your right to say such stupid things, so he sent me." You got Bradley Dean, Jake McMillan, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.